Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com. John 4:24 Radio. Want to bring you a teaching today. Let's talk about Jesus' name is not sinful. Jesus' name is not sinful. Have you heard this? We have lots of experience with a cult group called Hebrew Roots. These are the people running around teaching you, you have to keep Torah today, wear tassels, don't eat pork, keep Saturday Sabbath. We've got testings on them at our Spirit and Truth blog to expose them. They are definitely a cult, even though they have certain truth to them. They are definitely a cult. But they go around telling people that Jesus, with the spelling of J, is a Babylonian pagan name, and it's sinful to call Jesus anything than his Hebrew name. We're going to talk about why this is wrong. We're going to examine it, and I'm going to give you, I think, 6 points why it's wrong. This came up, why I'm doing this teaching. About a week ago, we stood outside a religious body, and it was a non-denominational worldly church. And this guy showed up who looked like a Hebrew root guy. He had a long beard, although he was wearing shorts and kind of worldly clothing, but he had a long beard. And as I was preaching, calling out this evangelical place for their pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, he's yelling at me going, yeah, I agree. But every time I use the word Jesus, he would go, no, you're wrong. That's Babylonian. His whole argument with me, the only problem he had with me is that I was teaching, calling Jesus his name. So the whole premise of this is that this man would say that we need to call him Yeshua. Yeshua is the Hebrew name for Christ, and it's beautiful. Yeshua means salvation, so Christ, Jesus Christ, is our salvation. I get it. I like it. If you want to call Jesus Yeshua, not a problem. Not a problem whatsoever. But there is a problem when you make up theology and you say that it's sinful to call Jesus anything but this Hebrew name. Now it becomes sinful. You've made theology that God's word doesn't teach. I'm going to show that to you right now. So Yeshua comes from, or I should say Jesus comes from Yeshua or Joshua in the Old Testament. And then to us it was transliterated to Jesus in the New Testament in English. In Aramaic, here's how you say Jesus' name in Aramaic. Jesus would have spoke Aramaic. Ishu. Remember that. We say Jesus. In Aramaic, they say Ishu. In Hebrew, they would say Yeshua. Everybody in their different language pronouncing it different. Isn't that interesting? Remember that. We'll get back to that. So, to say that you can only use God's name in Hebrew, it creates various problems. I'm going to give you 6 problems, biblically, why you can't stand on that. Number one, God granted the Gentiles the ability to be grafted in Romans 11 and in many places. So now that means he's not only a God to Israel, he's a God to every Gentile nation. We're going to see that proven. I'm going to give you some scriptures. So that means God is going to hear people from many different languages because he's allowed them to come in and not just Israel. The Old Testament, Israel was his chosen nation. Now he invites everyone in, the Gentiles, because of what Christ has done. Isn't that beautiful? That proves right there God's going to recognize other languages. We'll give you scripture verses on that. Number two, Apostle Paul, the man called in Acts 9 to be the emissary or the messenger for Christ to go to the Gentiles, he penned the Holy Scriptures in Greek, not Hebrew. The New Testament came in Greek. And in Greek, you say Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, I mean, I guess I'm saying it right. I listen to some phonics. I don't speak all these languages. Jesus. Paul wrote it in Greek, not Hebrew. I have a question. The Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write down what he was given, and he didn't write it in Hebrew at all. He wrote the gospel in Greek, and then it went to the Gentile world. Why do you think the Holy Spirit used Paul and had him write it in Greek? Because the Gentile world was speaking Greek, not Hebrew. If Paul would have wrote it all in Hebrew, they would not have known what he was talking about. But Paul, being an educated man, knew Greek as well as Hebrew. He wrote it in Greek to reach the people that spoke Greek. That's how it went around the globe eventually, or the known world at that time. So that's fact two. Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wrote it in Greek, not in Hebrew. So Paul is writing it in Greek and using that Yeshus, or Yesus, not saying Yeshua, as they say you have to say at all. So we have documented proof all over many, many manuscripts. Paul wrote it in Greek. If only saying it in Hebrew is the correct way, why did the Holy Spirit inspire Paul to write it in Greek? That's a big problem, isn't it? Yeah, it is. The truth is not in these false cults like Hebrew's Roots. And the truth is God recognizes other languages. I'm going to prove that to you. Next point, in Acts 2, they all heard their languages spoken in their own tongue. Uh-oh, there's a problem. It wouldn't have said Yeshua if they talked about the Lord, would it? No. They heard it in their own language. Acts 2, 8 through 10. How hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, and Perga, and Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, and about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes. It was spoken all different languages. Do you think they were saying Yeshua? No, clearly they were not saying Yeshua at all. Next point. Was it not God's plan to scatter man and have different languages all over the earth? Go read Genesis 11:9. It was God's plan when man was getting together, and God said he'll be able to do anything he can imagine, and God scattered man so that we had thousands of languages today because of God scattering us. Yet the Hebrew Roots people tell you God only wants one language. Goes against scripture, goes against what our Lord did. Absolutely. Go read Genesis 11:9. My next point, who is going to make it into the kingdom of God and from what nation? Only Hebrew-speaking people. No, that's not what the Bible says. Philippians 2:9 through 11. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And at that name of Jesus, it says in my Bible, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Go look up that word tongue. It means nations and languages. That means there's going to be people from every tongue and language that's going to come to know Christ. Yeah, no doubt it'll be few. Jesus said few are going to find it, but still the billions that have lived on earth, there'll be a lot of people in heaven. You can speak their own language. Need more evidence? Revelation 7:9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, that's languages, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Hey, I have a question. If you only can speak Hebrew and only can know Hebrew, how in the world are there going to be people from all nations and all different kindreds and all different people? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, does it? I've given you a bunch of points there. The Bible tells us people from every nation will be of God. They're not going to just be speaking Hebrew. They're not going to just be saying Yeshua. They'll be reading the Bible in their own language, saying his name in their tongue, not Hebrew. Imagine, I looked up these. Imagine in Chinese, they call him Yisu. And in Russia, they call him Isus. I have a question. Do you think God doesn't know his name in Chinese or Russian? If that's all you speak and you cry out Yesu, or you cry out Isus in Russian, you think God's going to know his name? How ridiculous for these people to say that isn't true. Another fact, I can give you another point. You know how many names of God there are in the Bible? Many, many dozens of names in the Bible. And you know what the fact is? These Hebrew root cults can't decide on which one they should call his name, and they can't even decide on the spelling and the pronunciation of his name. It's crazy. These people, I know them well, they're straining at gnats and they're swallowing camels. They're straining at this name, gnat, but they swallow camels because most of them don't even have a biblical gospel. Most of them live worldly and carnal and in much sin. They got the wrong focus. God's word does not tell us to only speak in Hebrew. I want you to go look at the teaching blog. If you're listening to this audio from John 4:24 Radio, go look at the teaching blog or look at don'tperish.com under the teaching articles. Look up my article, Jesus' Name is Not Sinful. I put a chart there and it gives you about 10 or 15 different languages and the name of Jesus from these different languages. And all these people speaking these different languages. Yeah, God knows his name in those different languages. Do not be deceived. So don't let these false cults take you down rabbit trails. These people really do come from Seventh-day Adventist movement, ultimately, the Church of God, Herbert Armstrong, and then they broke up from different groups that are called like sacred name groups that started, and that's where the Jehovah Witnesses come from. They believe Jehovah is the right name, even though God has many other names in Scripture. And so these Hebrew roots people have come out of them in the last few decades to grow into great popularity because they started using the internet. Hebrew roots sprung up right about the time the internet became popular. And that's why they were one of the first ones to really grab on and use the internet to spread their website. And a lot of people got disillusioned with denominations, which they should. And instead of going into the right direction, they ran into another ditch of Hebrew roots. Yeah. So this is just another nail in their coffin. I've got lots of articles against the Hebrew root movement. I'm going to add this one to it. Sacred name, only calling Jesus Yeshua, absolutely is meaningless. There is not power in a spelling or a pronunciation or a certain language. The power, the Bible talks about, is in the name of the Lord. And when it talks about the name of the Lord, it's not the phonic sound of it, like I just showed you in Chinese or Russian or English. No, it's the power of that name. It's the character. It's the nature. It's who's behind that name. That's the power that is there, not the pronunciation, not the spelling, not the language. Does that make sense to you? I hope it does. God knows his name in many languages. God confounded man, gave us many languages. The Bible says there'll be many people from every nation and many tongues worshiping God in heaven. Yeah, Hebrew roots people are a bunch of heretics and liars. Do not be deceived by them. I hope this helps show you that sacred name movement, Hebrew roots, they are full of lies and heresy. Do not be deceived by them. Check out those Hebrew roots articles at the teaching blog. Check out the gospel, most of all. Most make sure you're following Christ in spirit and truth. Repent, obey the gospel. We're here to help you all we can. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. No matter who you call, no matter how you call upon his name, Jesus, Yeshua, Isu, whatever you want to say in whatever language, they all say it different. If you're calling on the one true Lamb of God who shed his blood for us and rose again, God knows his name in your language. You follow him with all your heart. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.